are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
And I am so excited to be here this week. What an amazing week all around the world. Some interesting things happening. Interesting things happening right here in my own backyard. If you know, I'm here in Kansas. And there was a whole bunch of weather this week, and there has been a whole bunch of weather, and we're flooding, and we're blowing away in tornadoes, and it's just an interesting life, and I'm glad you could join me. The name of the show is Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. You can follow along. Join me at towardanarchy.com. You can follow along with everything that we do in the show. I share links. I share information. I share basically what I'm talking about. Helps you follow along, helps me keep my place, and keeps me locked into the things that I want to talk about. Great show planned out for you today. David Red Weichel on guns, he's going to drop in. I mentioned last week that he would be dropping in and talking to us about, one, legalizing machine guns and repealing that particular act. And we're going to dive into David here in about 20 minutes. He's going to join us, and we'll hang out and we'll talk the gun subject. Danny Panzella in the second hour on Sovereign in the City, as promised. I wanted to start off the show sort of right where we left off last week, because it's kind of funny. I started last week, remember, the first thing I said out of the gate was that I made a little joke and a little reference to some pop culture television. I said that if you had a problem with private property, you had a problem with me, and you best let that marinate, in reference to a show called Letterkenny. But I was just talking about private property, and it's funny, at the end of the show last week, we got a call from somebody who was confused about what private property is. And so I wanted to pick up where that left off, because some interesting things have happened during the week. Of course, we ended the show like that last week on that. It was kind of a down note, but it was kind of an up note at the same time. It depends on how you look at it. I don't necessarily want to sit here and argue with anybody, let alone the people who are listening to the show. I'm not trying to alienate people. We're trying to bring people in. But I'm also not going to let the false information come through my venue. You want to do it in your venue, go ahead, you tell whatever you want, but let's get something straight about this private property thing. It's really, really simple. If you don't like private property, you have one solution: get the hell off of the private property. It doesn't matter what the rules are, who the rulers are on that private property. I'm not talking about governments. I'm not talking about forced anything here. I'm talking about your voluntary entry onto somebody else's private property. This happened this week. There was a video that popped up about a guy who was accosted by a security guard, and we've all had this happen. We've all had this happen where a security or a Walmart employee has stopped us on the way out of Walmart because we have something loose in our cart. Usually, that's the majority of the time when they check you, and they want to see your receipt. And this guy posted a video. It was about the guard stopping him, and it was obvious he had a huge cart full of stuff, and there was a whole bunch of loose stuff in it. He refused to show the receipt, and they're talking about this as a rights issue, and they're talking about it as, well, he was trying to leave. If it's private property, he was trying to get off the private property. You don't understand that that's not the solution to that particular problem, because there's another thing going on there. All of that property that's in that store is theirs too. And they have the right to check to make sure that you paid for all of the pieces of property that, of theirs, that you're taking out of their store. If they want to see your receipt at Walmart, show up your receipt. I don't like it either. I do not like it at all, but it's not a rights issue. They're not violating your freedoms in any way. You voluntarily chose to walk in the door at Walmart. That's what you did. You voluntarily walked in there. You put your money down. You bought the stuff. Just show them the receipt. 2 seconds, you're going to be out the door. I know it's annoying. I hate it. I don't fill a shopping cart like that. I shop multiple times, and so I don't have an overflowing shopping cart, but I always have something loose. I've got cat food or a big bag, thing of toilet paper, or big bags of cereal, or, you know, just something that, you know, that's got the chips that we like to put in our lunch for our children. They come with their own little handle. You don't need to put it in a bag. So we always got loose stuff, and we're always getting stopped on the way out of Walmart, and we get used to it. But it annoys me. I make them dig for the receipt. That's what I do. I just say, it's in one of the bags down there. So I get my little revenge out of it. But the guy, you know, everybody's cheering this guy in this post. You know, he's standing up for his rights. And no, he's not. He's violating somebody else's policies that are clearly set forth. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you have to show your receipt sometimes when you're leaving a Walmart. It should be a big deal. I know. But it's this whole notion of rights protecting you from individuals. You know, even if there is such a thing, the Bill of Rights, if these things really exist, they seem to on paper anyway, they're not there to protect you from the consequences of your own voluntary actions. And that includes going onto somebody else's private property where they have rules, not rulers. That was the bent of the end of the show last week that the caller had and was trying to say, well, that's not anarchy in relation to HBY. Go to towardanarchy.com and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Right at the top of the page right up there, have the home and the contact and the Facebook. You can follow the Facebook page. There's also the link to HBY, and this was what I was talking about where I've been posting some articles. If you click on that, it pulls up my author page. It tells you who I am. And I've never actually, I don't know, I guess I mentioned some of this stuff on the first show. But yeah, that's me. And you'll notice I promised an article last week. What is Bitcoin, money, currency, or is something else? I actually wrote something completely fresh. That article is there. It's also on towardanarchy.com if you scroll down just a little bit further under the Toward Anarchy Elsewhere with my articles that are down there. You can read that. We might chat about it for a minute or two here. But ultimately, I want you to go to the HBY thing. I want you to, if you're interested at all, if you like what I write about, and I write about what I talk about in general, and you can be a subscriber. But what I want you to do, and this goes for the caller last week at the end of the show in particular, because go to the homepage, click on, you know, go to HBY.com if you're following along. If not, just listen along, and because this all ties into something else. I'm getting there. Trust me on this one. Okay, if you look at there, it shows that this is a journalist-centric website. This is about people providing content that brings in links, that brings in money for the masthead, and then the masthead pays the authors a little bit. I don't know. I haven't made any money at it yet. I've only produced a few articles. But you can see they even tell you how much they paid out to journalists so far. It's been a little over a month online, I guess. So they paid out a few dollars to these people that have these hits. And if you scroll down, you see some of these authors. If you scroll down a little bit further, you'll eventually come across me. I think you might have to load a page to see me. I have just a couple hundred visits for this new article. And so I'm not way, way up there at the top that some of these people that have thousands, tens of thousands, and 100,000, the one guy. But if you look at some of the names there, you see Ed Anderson right there, the second one. You see the little blue check mark right there? That's your authoritarian appeal to people who have a short attention span, who look for the authority on a position or an idea instead of someone who is just interested in seeing what other people have to say about something. Because this same thing that's happening here with this little blue check mark is happening on Facebook, and you'll see it if you're on the social media. If you run a page or if you visit other people's pages, you'll see this thing that is now popping up all over. It's about you being a valued contributor to a page and you getting these awards and these different badges and things like this. What's happening is The comments are being selected and minimized to the top comments, to the people who comment the most, presumably the people who comment in favor of what it is they're watching. So everything else is getting pushed to the bottom. And page owners don't necessarily know this, but you have to go into your settings and turn that function off on your page so that all comments show by default, so that everybody is having a voice. I don't know if any of you run a page out there. I have multiple ones over the years, but if you haven't noticed this yet, this is coming along. Slowly creeping in, and this mirrors what's happening in China with the social credits thing. This is where all this ties in, and this is where I want you to help me break it a little bit. I want you to help me bust this authoritarian algorithm that they're building, authoritarian appeal to authority algorithm. Appeal to authority algorithm. I like that. That they're trying to instill into all of the social media, and it's popping up everywhere. If it's not already, I haven't looked directly, but if it's not already, it will be a function of WordPress. They'll all be able to do the same thing, and this will be good for some people, especially like news organizations, governments, things like that. People who lie, people who have to cover stuff up. A great example of this was a military release, and I had to pull up the link. I wasn't thinking about it, but it was a military release, a post or something about the troubles and traumas and recoveries and a military life thing, just some tragic information about military life. And there were thousands upon thousands of respondents to it that just completely flipped the post and the article on its ears. It was intended to make it sound like, you know, that they were thriving and they were telling you about these sort of nightmares experiences that they had. And that's the type of thing that with this appeal to authority algorithm here that they're playing around with, that we've got to twist out. So what's going on is, to get that check on HBY, go back to towardanarchy.com, pull up the link to HBY up there at the top, takes you to my page, and then at HBY.com, just on the front page, you see those little blue check marks. Well, I have to apply for that. I have to agree to something more than the base agreement that I already agreed to let them put me on here, to give me a platform to speak, to give me some of their platform to speak. So I don't want to do that because it limits more of what you can say and what you can talk about in your articles, because you're agreeing to more terms to get the check mark. And by not getting the check mark, you notice the first guy there doesn't have the check mark. Neither does the third guy. Neither does, you know, the sort of guy that all of a sudden drops down to just a few thousand visits, like most people. And you know, that's within the last 30 days too. So you see that they don't have them. Hopefully they won't get them. Hopefully they're not applying for them. Hopefully they get the same idea that I do, is that we bust these authoritarian algorithms like this by, one, supporting somebody like me that is on a platform like this, where I'm telling you that, yeah, it's their playground, it's their sandbox, but we can manipulate, we can play around with the rules, we can do what we need to do to get our message across and still be successful at it. And that takes some more visits. And actually, I've seen a lot of visits jump up here over the last week. And if you're looking at towardanarchy.com, you go just past the Toward Anarchy Live, which is the link to today's show, and we'll dive into that because we're going to bring David in here shortly. But just under that is Toward Anarchy Elsewhere, and that's the top article right there. What is Bitcoin, money, currency, or something else? Obviously, I talked about that last week, and I promised that I would provide a write-up about money, ultimately, is what I said. But of course, talking about the Bitcoin thing, it just made sense to just follow up with that specifically and talk about what is Bitcoin and money or currency or whatever else it was. And of course, my conclusion was it was a collectible thing. And that article is up there, and you can click that article. It was great. I was looking at the search engine optimization on the article, because that's one of the things that you can do with these WordPress websites like this, is play around with optimizing your search engine just playing with those keywords and the way you do things, you know, like it's, there's a reason why I have, it says, is Bitcoin money in large print? And then it says, money is a medium of exchange. Money is a measure of value. Money, you know, there's a reason why these things are big and small, because they all show up in search engine. I was looking at search engine for this and I was showing up at third when you asked the question, what is Bitcoin in relevance to money or currency or both, and Bing, and then it was considerably lower than that in on Google. But it was kind of cool to see, and it's important to remember that it's really simple. I've tried to overcomplicate it in the past, and it's all part of my, you know, my learning process and learning to get a simple but straightforward message across. And that's finding your way to get to the top of that message. It's, we have to beat these authoritarian algorithms, appeal to authority algorithms that are popping up in everything from search engine optimization to the Facebook pages to the HVY popular authors or respected authors or whatever the thing is supposed to be. That's where you help us, all of us. We help each other. We all do this together. Understanding how these things work, how these mechanisms work on the backside, exposing them and taking advantage of them, using them to be able to push forth the ideas that we're trying to. If you look at the HVY and the other articles and authors that are up there, most of these people are talking about things that you want to talk about too, and they're just these, they tend to be just sort of normal people. So it's really neat to have a playground like this, and it really kind of upset me, I guess you could say, last week when we're talking about this in terms of the private property argument. It really drives me nuts. Private property is simple. If you don't like it, get off the private property. And yeah, while the guy at Walmart might have paid for that stuff, man, that's it. You got to prove you paid for it. That's what the receipt is for. If you refuse to show the receipt, you don't have proof that you paid for it. He doesn't have proof that you paid for it. Somebody else might, but that's not the policy. What are you going to call down the camera and say, oh, yep, you paid for every single one of those items on there? I mean, do you really want to stand there at the Walmart and do that? It just, pick your battles and fight them well would be a good way to put that. TowardAnarchy.com. Today on the show, he's coming up right after this first break here. David Red Weichel on guns. We'll talk about machine guns. We'll talk about one incident that has happened here. We'll talk about Virginia Beach. Danny Panzella in the second hour on Sovereign in the City. We talked a little bit about private property and breaking that. I have to reword that. Algorithm of authoritarian appeal. Either way you say it. And the articles there, Bitcoin, share that stuff. Share the towardanarchy.com link. Share the listen link so that people can listen to the show and so that people can visit the network as well and support the network and help support this show. You know that it's all about us helping each other out here. There's nobody going to step in and do this for us. We have to put our money where our mouth is. We have to put our mouth where the biggest microphone, the loudest speakers are. That's what we need to be doing. Get your pen, get your piece of paper, start writing, start sending out notes, whether it's emails, whether it's set up one of those book library perches in your front yard and put No Gods, No Masters in it, or I don't know, put the book of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. That's an interesting book. E.A. Wallace Budge. It's very cool. Wrote years ago. Shows you what a bunch of the hieroglyphs and stuff mean. I'm looking at some of the stuff that's right here on my shelf and saying some of the things that you could put in your little book library to spread your message, which you could put a little message in there. You could put a link to a website. There's just so many different things that everybody could do right now. Otherwise, just be good, be prepared, be good to your neighbors, even if you don't like them. What happens if you have new neighbors and you don't know? I have this experience going on right now. Brand new neighbors next door, and they seem like they might be okay, but you know how that is. You don't know anybody until you get to know them. I've been here for 4 years. The guy on the other side of me has been here for about 20 years. He's super cool. Got to know him right away, so got that out of the way. But I don't know the new neighbor there. I don't know the new neighbor across the street. The only way I'm going to get to know him is to go out and try to talk to him, practice working on my voice, practice working on my message, slip in that message, plant those seeds. I've got a great show for you. David Red Weichel is up next on Guns right here on Toward Anarchy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Have the Dave Mustaine conversation. I've hinted at it a couple of times. I've talked to Dave Mustaine a time or two over the years, interviewed him on the radio, and I've always been a huge fan of Megadeth and their music. And over the years, you know, I've mentioned it before how I've hated to sort of meet. You never want to do it. You never want to meet your heroes because they always sort of disappoint you, and you don't want to overanalyze the things that you use for entertainment, the things that you enjoy, because when you start to overanalyze them, you start to realize how sort of petty and self-serving and narcissistic most of the things that pass for entertainment and most of the people who pass for entertainers are. So we'll have to have that greater conversation one of these days. It's bound to happen within the context of something we come up with. But today, towardanarchy.com, to follow along, click on today's link, the Sunday, June 2nd, and it's going to show you the information up there. I have it flipped around on the other page for some reason. David Red Weichel, he's the host of Swamp Fox Radio, and he's a former candidate in South Carolina House of Representatives for the South Carolina House of Representatives, a patriot and a Marine, a veteran who's seen firsthand the sort of tyrannical government and what it can do to individuals and families, experiences in Iraq, both in and out of combat, shaping his views and philosophies about the what he would call the proper role of government. You know what our thoughts are, the proper role of government here, but it's not all about our thoughts, especially when it's not all about just us. There's a whole world full of people out here. We got to have these views. We got to have these conversations. But I didn't bring him here to talk about politics. David Weichel, he's a gun rights activist and a pundit in South Carolina, but he's passionate about restoring firearms freedoms and fighting to pass a constitutional carry and repealing different forms of gun control all across the nation and federally, including the National Firearms Act of 1934. You know, he wants to make machine guns great again. And he's also an active member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, and he lives in his hometown in South Carolina there with his wife, Megan, and their son, Sammy, and he is my guest today, and we're going to talk about guns. David, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Michael. I appreciate it. I really do.
That's my pleasure. And, you know, it's one of these conversations that everybody's having all the time, because whether you're for or against guns, they're an impact. They're everywhere. They have an impact. Things like what happened in Virginia Beach this week are happening. It happens, and we have to talk about it. We have to put these things within the context. And so hopefully that's what you can help us do with us, some of these issues.
Well, I really do hope to shed some light on really the more philosophical issues that are at hand, and not just focus on, you know, an incident that happened in Virginia Beach. Although, of course, we should talk about that, and, of course, why these bans don't work, and point to other examples of bans that don't work. Government is the problem. It is not the solution.
Well, we can definitely agree on that. You're not going to get an argument here. It's pretty methodical. It's pretty obvious. You can look at the results. There's poor results when government gets involved in things and when it stands in the way of progress, which it kind of always does. So, I don't want to. I would rather talk about the greater philosophical ideas of guns and everything too. But let's get Virginia Beach out of the way. I'm short on the subject myself. Can you tell us what happened and where it's at right now?
So in the broad strokes, this is what you need to know. I'm not going to name the shooter. Anyone can find the name of the shooter. I'm not going to give you, like, a count of how many people he killed. He killed a fair number of people. He killed a fair number of innocent people, or at least people who weren't guilty of any sort of crime, you know, that warranted their execution by a madman. And that's what he was. He was a madman. He was not an ordinary gun owner. So he was a public employee of the government there in Virginia Beach, and he resigned. Now, I believe it was the police chief today who came out and talked about this gentleman. He talked about how he wasn't under any sort of investigation. He didn't have a record within city government or anything like that. I think the city manager might have been involved in that press conference as well. But on Friday morning, he sent out an email letting them know that he was going to resign. And then in the afternoon, he went and he shot a number of his colleagues. And more died than were injured, I'll say that. And as far as they know, he didn't have any sort of disciplinary background that would have led to this. He just decided to quit. He was 40 years old, and he went nuts. And the other important thing with regards to this is getting into bans and how they don't work. The guns that he used, the two pistols that he used, he bought them legally, one in 2016, one in 2018. And then he used either known as a silencer or a suppressor.
That's a huge thing that they want to talk about, the suppressor. They're going to try to make those illegal because of this. I can almost bet on it. We got to go to a commercial. Be right back here with David Red Weichel on Toward Anarchy on RBN. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying. Chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
you want to use paper to protect yourself from people with guns. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make much sense to our guest, David Red Weichel. If you saw his hair, you'd know why they call him Red. As Cartman would say, he has gingivitis. That's it. David Red Weichel, host of Swamp Fox Radio, is with us, and he's talking about guns, and we're talking about Virginia Beach and what happened here, but in the greater context of what it means towards gun rights. And you started to say something about the fact that there was a silencer used, and that these were legally purchased guns.
Yeah, and the thing is, they keep talking about how the guns were legally purchased. I've seen this in every article that I've read about it, but they don't mention whether or not the silencer, the suppressor, was legally purchased. And you see, that's the thing. Suppressors have been regulated since 1934 by the National Firearms Act. And so, you know, building a suppressor is not hard. I can build one with a tennis ball and some tape, you know, and throw it on. One-time use. Now, you can get more effective things, and I won't tell you how to do that because other people can tell you how to do that. But if he bought this thing legally, well, there's no need to try and pass a ban because he's already gone through an extensive background check to do all those things, and he was crazy. And if he bypassed the ban, then what's another ban going to do? It's going to do nothing, you know? And bans don't work.
Absolutely. No, it's this circular conversation that we keep having, and it happens every single time, and we can prove it every single time. Disarmed people in places where it's known that they don't have firearms or where it's likely suspected, attacked by people who purchased their guns many times often legally, or they stole them from somebody who purchased them legally. They otherwise acquired them by getting around the law. And the increment, and, you know, the sort of little implements that they use along the way, the bump stocks and the things like this, various things with bans here and there throughout the years, they still get their hands on these things. They still use them. And so, again, this idea that a piece, you know, what I just say, targets are made of paper, so you're going to hold up a piece of paper and try to protect yourself from a madman wielding a gun. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, here's the other thing. You are disarming people. You're disarming good, honest people who are going to obey the law. Now, there are some people that are going to protest the law, and they're going to arm themselves. They're going to do whatever they need to in order to protect themselves. But most quote-unquote law-abiding citizens aren't going to break what they see as a just or necessary law. But then those law-abiding citizens will get gunned down by a madman who doesn't care. You know, look at the murder ban. We've had murder bans in human civilization for millennia, and yet we still have people who murder people every year.
Every day. It's part and parcel of this argument. It's a greater argument that we make here on the show. And this is this practice of creating criminals by creating laws that ultimately don't serve the people. That when it comes down to it, it serves the mechanism, the system. It supplies it money. It supplies it candidates for, and certainly people who end up there, for its prison systems and its retraining systems and all these different offshoots of government and semi-government organizations that are involved in basically violating innocent people. Or making them exposed to violation through disarming them. In this case, where do you see what is the future of gun rights in this country? How is it going to play out here?
Well, you know, I think that we are at a point where the Overton window can shift. And it happened with abortion in the last 6 months, where you had people who were like, okay, I'm pro-life. I'll make these exceptions. And, you know, for the health of the mother, rape, incest, all these other things, but I don't want people to abort babies just willy-nilly. And so that's what the pro-life movement was. And now you've gotten to a point where you have people like me who when they hear the governor of Virginia talking about an infant, the infant will be delivered, the infant will be made comfortable, and then there will be a conversation between the mother and the physician about what to do with the infant. That's not abortion. That's infanticide. You know, that's post-birth infanticide. And that shifted the pro-life movement for a lot of people. They went from being pro-life with all of these exceptions to, no, I'm an abolitionist now. I want to abolish abortion because I see them shifting things further and further. And I think we're going to get to that point with gun rights in this country. And so I think that when we reach that point, there are going to be people on one side that want to ban everything. They're just getting more and more hyped up to do that. And then you've got people like me that say, no, I want to make machine guns great again. I want to be able to walk into Walmart or Kmart or Target or wherever and buy any gun that I want that they happen to supply. Or go back to, you know, before the NFA was passed in 1934, go and mail order a Thompson submachine gun from Sears, you know? And I think that's where we're headed. I think we're going to reach a point where we're going to get pushed to doing all these things that Democrats like to say that people can actually do. You know, they say that you can buy a machine gun online. You can buy an AR-15 online. And everyone knows that's covering up most of the truth, you know?
It's funny you mention that because it's one of these things that I've noticed. It happens all the time. People use this phrase, gun show loophole, as if one exists. There's any place in the country that you can go and do a gun show and buy a gun without having to give them your information and go through the same process that everybody else has to do it as far as legally goes. Now, if you're talking about somebody selling guns out the back door of a place where they happen to be showing guns, that's an entirely different argument, and it's right here with this argument, of course, that these pieces of paper, these feel-good notions, are not going to stop criminals from criminal behavior. So the thing that we need to do is make sure that the people have absolutely every single right to defend themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. I have friends who – I have a friend – I can't remember what state he's from originally, but he lives in North Dakota right now while he's going to school. And he periodically goes to buy a gun. And every time – he's like the one black guy in all of North Dakota. Every time he goes to buy a gun, he gets rejected, and he has to appeal, which costs him money, which costs him time. And it's something like it takes 2 weeks at a minimum – for him to appeal to be able to then go and buy a gun. And you know what? Here's the thing. He said, look, I understand what it is. My parents gave me a name that makes me sound like I come from a certain very violent region of the world. And so that makes, you know, there might be someone who is on a watch list because of that. And so his life is affected by that. He's a cool dude. He's a great guy. But he doesn't harm anyone. He doesn't hurt anyone. He espouses, you know, the basic principle of don't hurt people, don't take their stuff. And yet, every time he goes to buy a gun, he has to wait weeks and weeks before he can actually buy the gun.
This is the conversation, isn't it? It is the conversation. Look, I'm standing right here. I've had my problems getting guns over the years. I don't own any guns now. I live in Kansas. Some tornado sucked them all away, so I don't have any now. But I can legally purchase them. And I've had to go through the hoops and the hurdles to get them because I had some problems in my past and the government messed up on information. And so for years and years, I was denied things like a place to live because of information that the government erroneously kept on me. And it took me more than 20 years to finally track down all of the different agencies between the local agencies and the local FBI and the national FBI to be able to straighten it out. I'm a good person. I've never hurt anybody in my life. Anytime I've ever damaged somebody else's property, I've paid for it. I've made restitution to them. I'm sitting here doing a show called Toward Anarchy, but I'm real clear about it all the time. I'm talking about finding ways to move away from authoritarian rule. I'm not talking about this black bloc nonsense of going out and flipping over police cars and starting trouble with the police. I tell people, avoid the police at every single cost. If you see one pulling behind you, turn off. Get away from it. Go away. Don't get involved with them at all, let alone go around out there trying to, you know, flip their cars over and light them on fire. And they don't care. They don't care about this. They don't know. They don't know the law. None of these things matter at all. If we've got some time, we could try to take a couple of calls. What do they want to talk about specifically? If they want to jump in on this topic, yeah. I don't want to stray off of the Second Amendment and guns, though, at all. All right. Yeah. Drop him in. What's his name?
Where?
Chris, near Las Vegas. Are you with me, brother?
I am.
Did you have a question?
Thank you
today?
Very, very much. It's just Chris. I have some experience with this, and it appears that your friend with the, let's call it troubled country name, has probably been placed on the so-called terrorist watch list. There are about 16 different subjective interpretive qualifiers under the terror threat assessment, the Terror Screening Center under the Department of Homeland Security, which has assigned their duties to the FBI. Of course, it's abject, corrupt, and infiltrated with Obamaite Saul Alinsky, revolutionary terrorist masquerading as public servants. So it's presenting a clear and present danger to lawful gun owners, those who would guard, protect, and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and restricting and running in direct conflict with the First and Fifth Amendment, Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, to guard, protect, and defend, and shall not be infringed clause. And so this is a real danger. The Department of Homeland Security is really a reiteration of the Stasi, the SS, the Secret Service, the KGB, and Soviet Russia and Germany. And it's here in America. And, of course, they've expanded now, and they've joined the local entities in with their Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is effectively like the KGB or the Secret Police, having broad powers. And I have experienced having my wife was suborned to commit felony perjury, depriving me under the so-called red flag rules, disabling me from being able to own or possess a firearm. And I'm a former multi-jurisdictional
law enforcement. That is something that we're definitely going to have to get into some more is these red flag rules, because these things are going up all over the place. And, you know, I'm from Colorado originally. And they are toying around with, and I believe they even passed one there. I've watched, you know, I was born and raised there, so I've watched a good gun state go from a good gun state to a bad gun state. That's why I'm kind of happy to be living in Kansas. We could talk about, you know, sort of the charm or whatever of it all versus Denver or the big city like that. But I'm happy to be living here because this state doesn't seem to be going backward as far as, you know, my right to defend myself. That's a huge deal for me, and I think it's a huge deal for a lot of people. We're talking about veterans. We're talking about the legalization of cannabis and other substances across the nation, and sort of potential medical threats, as they would call it, from these people. And these are all assessments that government or some think tank is going to make about whether or not individuals should have the right to defend themselves. And that's completely the opposite of what the Second Amendment is based on. He's breaking up there. Why don't you put that? You know, you got a lot of noise coming out of that there, David.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, these red flag laws, you know, we talk about gun control and how gun control kills, but there's actually a gentleman who was killed actually in Anne Arundel, Maryland. And I can't remember his name. I think it's something like Gary Willis. I can't pull his name up right now. But what happened is Maryland had passed a red flag law, and someone reported Gary, that, I know that's his name, to, you know, some form of law enforcement. And they drafted a warrant, you know, in front of a judge. He did not have, he was not brought to appear. He was not told anything. And they sent out deputies from Anne Arundel County, who then knocked on his door. He showed up with a gun at his door. Put it down when he saw law enforcement, talked with him, and when he realized they were going to take away his guns, he did what anyone else would have done. He realized that they were going to take away his right to be able to defend himself. So he said, no, I'm good. And he tried to walk away. He tried to shut the door. And what did they do? They went after him. They tried to go into his house. They tried to take, they tried to arrest him at that point. And what would you do if someone was trying to kidnap you? What would you do if someone was trying to arrest you and you'd committed no crime?
I've been there. I've had to answer that question. It's not a question that somebody wants to have to answer, especially when it involves a gun, because you know those guys on the other side of the door are not kidding when they say they don't give a damn about your forthright amendments or your Fourth Amendment rights or your Second Amendment rights, even when they're literally, in my case, posted right there on the door for them to see. I have the video. I'll have to share it sometime. 61-year-old Gary J. Willis was shot and killed in his home while police were serving a protective order to confiscate his firearms. That's the sort of thing that we're dealing with.
Yeah, And he died. He died because they went to shoot him because he went for his gun. He died because they murdered him while he was trying to defend himself.
And they won't pay a price for it. It doesn't matter whether he was justified or not, whether they were justified or not. It doesn't matter. That is another thing, another one of these windows, an Overton window, that has been moved. It's been shifted away from the reality of what's going on the street to the authoritarian version of what's supposed to happen. You know, these are the things that are supposed to happen on the street. So if they don't happen, we have the right to do whatever we want. And this is the whole greater conversation. It's the reason why we do this thing here on Toward Anarchy. Completely because we've got to get away from this idea that there are individuals or people who are better than other people or are better suited to rule over them. That's the bottom line on all of this. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about it right here on Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
All right, welcome back to the show. Toward Anarchy is the name of the show. I am your host, Michael Storm. Go to towardanarchy.com, and you can follow along as always. You can listen along. You can share the links, anything that we're talking about, the people, the places, the things. It's all up there. Click on Sunday, June 2nd, and it'll take you to our show today, Toward Anarchy Live, Sunday, June 2nd. Danny Panzella coming up at the top of the hour. He's just now confirming with me, call in at 3. Yes, sir, I will have to send him a little message here in just a second and tell him, yes, confirmed here in mere moments, 3 p.m. Eastern time, his time. Danny Panzella on Sovereign in the City. It speaks for itself. I don't like spoilers, so I'm waiting very anxiously to hear what he has to tell me about it. Right now on the phone with us, David Red Weichel, host of Swamp Fox Radio, has come to talk to us about guns and their position and our position and as people. And we agree, even though I guess I don't discriminate, not against his red hair. My wife's a redhead. She's see-through. She's one of these people that's got clear skin. Doesn't get out in the sun too often. It's not good for her. But I don't discriminate against people who have different views than I do, and I bring them on to talk. And it sounds like we agree on this. We might not agree about, you know, the value of a vote and where it counts in society, but I think we understand that the Second Amendment It's about a person's every individual's natural right to defend themselves, and particularly in the face of government doing things like this ridiculous notion of this red flag laws that some authority somewhere could just assume that authority and take from you what is yours and what you use to defend yourself. It flies in the face of everything that the nation was founded on.
Absolutely. It's a natural right to keep and bear arms, to be able to defend yourself. And the Second Amendment is not a restriction on the people. The Second Amendment is a restriction on our governments, plural, you know, local, state, and federal governments, everything that you run into, so that they do not try to restrict the natural rights of the people. And, you know, here, I'll leave on this note. Bans don't work. And I'll point to something that everyone knows about and a lot of people don't care about anymore. The federal prohibition of marijuana. It's going on close to a century now. And you know what? We have 10 states, I think Illinois will make 11 if it's actually passed at this point, that have legalized recreational marijuana. Most states have medicinal cannabis in some form or another, even if it's just CBD oil here in South Carolina. Bans don't work. Bans only make things worse for people. And you know what? For $2,000, I can buy a ghost gunner and I can make just about any common gun that I want, buy the other tools and accessories that I need to build a decent handgun, to build a decent rifle. And I just use that.
Right in your garage. Right in your garage. It's amazing. Technology, it's all about pocket size now. Everything, even creating other things, comes in pocket size. David, thank you so much for joining us. It was a real treasure, a treat talking to you, and hope to have you back on again sometime soon. You take care of yourself, and keep fighting the good fight. All right, brother?
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. We will be back at the top of the hour with Danny Panzella right here on Toward Anarchy.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.